Using me.
Because I'm willing.
To be taught with truth.
Coming from you.
Confirmed by signs and wonders.
That's what I need.
Confirmation.
Over and over.
Until it is clear in my heart.
That I'm serving my Creator.
I honor my advocate.
His name is Jesus.
He is representing me.
Before my Father.
And I humble myself tonight.
I want to obey.
I'm willing to hear.
I need the grace to carry out.
Your instructions.
For the glory of our Father.
And thank Holy Spirit.
For all that He's doing.
And I'm not satisfied.
I want more.
Amen.
Thank you.
I want to take you into the place of authority that God has given us in government and discipline. The authority is visible in Matthew 16, verse 19. It's visible in Matthew 18, 18. It's visible in John 20, verse 23. It's visible in Acts 16, verse 4. It's visible in Hebrews 13, verse 17. They're basically giving you the words and the red letter edition in Matthew 18, 18. Jesus is teaching about the lost sheep. But then, I back it up to verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, and you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two other along with you, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed or loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with you or with them. As I was discussing the situation of fighting things that don't make sense, and you can fight things that don't make sense for a long time before God finally opens your eyes. And I had a, let's say, awareness of someone who's been, let's say, deprived of peace for a long time. So I have this book that I've had for years, and I looked up, and it looks like a tree, so you can see what a tree looks like. And inside the tree are these fruit: excessive mourning, sorrow and grief, broken heart, suicidal thoughts, self-pity, despair, dejection, and hopelessness, inner hurt, and torn spirit, insomnia, rejection, depression, and heaviness. The only one that I'm going to go into a little bit more is about the strong man of heaviness. Isaiah 61 verse 3 is the spirit of heaviness. The solution, he is the one that actually is the root of this whole system. The root works of the flesh are in Galatians 5 verse 19 and through 21. It says in Matthew 7:20, by their fruits you shall know them. So if you've got all these emotions that are ruling you, and they're working in you, trying to destroy you, then you know that the strong man that's involved is the spirit of heaviness. So according to Matthew 18, you bind the strong man. Okay? And you bind the spirit of heaviness. Now the solution is to loose the comforter, the garment of praise, the oil of joy. And you're going to find that in John chapter 15, verse 26. And obviously Isaiah 61, verse 3. So let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 3. You see, taking authority in the things that are trying to destroy us is part of what we're doing now in the nation, not just in individuals. Okay? So this relates to what decrees are for. This relates about standing your ground and using the Word of God as your tool to say, wait a minute, this darkness that has been trying to bury us alive, the schedule of the dark forces trying to take over the country, has got to stop.
Amen.
Okay? It's got to stop. Amen. So, when the Lord anointed one particular man who happens to be an intercessor, Dutch Sheets, and his brother Tim, they work like a beautiful team. Very nice to watch. And it's a joy. For me, the highest point of watching some of this last few days of them being obedient to what they've been called to do is I've done some of these things, but nobody ever really taught them. I saw some of it in action in PTL. That was where my training was done. And when we did intercession there, I was aware of some of this same type of work being done in a local church. I also saw a great deal of it when I was involved with Royal Cronquist over the years, going into different conferences, being an intercessor, being prophetic. They would let me in.
Amen.
I can remember one of the first, let's say, major moments of watching and feeling the Holy Spirit take over my body. You say, can he do that? He can if you give him permission.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
He can if you give him permission. If you don't give him permission, it'll never happen. Okay? I'm in a room about this size. There's probably 20 of us. We're from different parts of the country. We've all gathered there for the feast. I believe it was for Tabernacles. I was in New Hampshire. One lady got up. She said, I feel the anointing of the Lord to pray for the children that are abused. She said, not just here in New Hampshire, but all over New England. And she went on. And that's as far as I remember. Because I said to the Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, you go on that wall over there and you lay down. Well, that's not my churchianity experience. I had done these things on my own, but not in a group. The minute I laid down, I started to feel like a washing machine in my belly. And my tongues began to literally flow in ways that I can't explain. The tears and the weeping that came out of me, it was like a flood. When I got up from there, I felt, my God, what has happened? Why? I was feeling and praying and interceding for those that had no victory yet. I was also aware that I was praying and interceding for some of the people that were going to be in that conference. And I did end up ministering to some of them, because the word of knowledge would come back and I would see myself on the floor. And that's how God works. You say, well, I've never done that before. Well, did you ever consider letting him use you for a change? I'm leaving that with a question mark, because you each have a choice. God will not use you if you're not willing. If you're afraid, then tell him, I'm afraid. I don't understand. I would like information, Lord, that you will download to me so that I can be used to intercede. Okay? I want you to be able to use me with full access to my entire being. That's what intercession is. You are taking the place of those that can't pray for themselves because they're too broken. That's what it means. And the end result was dramatic, because I watched people getting set free that I know I had a part in helping them to get to that freedom. Isaiah 61. Verse 1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God. Did you hear that?
Amen.
The day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called the oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the place long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations.
Hallelujah.
I could go on, but I don't want to right now. You see, you can take this and look at it and then ask Holy Spirit, how is that to work in me? See, he's a personal revelator. When you decide that you've got somebody in your heart that is broken, somebody that's abused you, somebody that's accused you, somebody that took advantage of you, and I don't care what age it is, you are the chosen vessel when you submit to intercede to get them free. And while you're praying for them, he'll set you free. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. Why? Because he wants you to participate in the works of the Holy Spirit so that the earth can get free. This is made out of what? Earth.
Amen.
Okay? And his wisdom, his revelation is not to be wasted. There are times that you're going to have someone bounce into your heart and you're going to say, wait a minute, God, what do you want? It's not just because he wants you to look at their pretty face. It's so that you can take the place of the intercessor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying with Linda today. I'm upstairs on the second floor because my phone don't work down here, so I'm upstairs. We're praying for her left leg. I told her, I said, I have my hand on my left leg because there's pain in there, and we pray. We pray Matthew 18:18. We bind the strong man. Okay? After that, I'm in pain on my right leg. I said, wait a minute. I'm feeling terrible pain just above the ankle on my right leg. Maybe you're supposed to put your... She says, yeah, it hurts. I said, well, good. Let's do it. So we prayed for the right leg. She says, I'm free.
Amen.
Praise God.
Why? Why? See, ask why. Be nosy. Okay? Ask why. Because there may be someone that has a problem and you are the anointed vessel to take part in their deliverance, in their freedom. Okay? Now, how many of you, as we were flowing with some of these fruit. Now each one has a scripture to match. So, excessive mourning. When you lose someone, some people go into a terrible place and they never recover. Excessive mourning is part of that. Sorrow and grief. Broken heart. Suicidal thoughts. Inner hurts and torn spirit. Despair and dejection and hopelessness. Don't even talk about self-pity. He's related to everybody. Insomnia, rejection, depression, heaviness. If you've had any one of these, put your hand up. Okay. Now, the question is he working from the outside or the inside?
Inside.
Ah. See, I've seen cases where we bind the strong man and we get rid of it. Okay? And it leaves. But then it whispers in your ear because it wants back in. So he can work on the inside or the outside. Your diligence is to stay woke. I've already cast you out. I am not receiving you back. I am not believing your lies. I have been set free and I will walk in my freedom because Jesus already paid for it with his blood.
Amen. Amen.
But if you don't stand your ground, you're going to go backwards.
Right.
Yep.
You're going to go backwards and you're going to be seven times worse because the scripture says he'll go get seven friends to move in where the house has been cleaned. Ah. So what am I trying to say? According to Matthew 18:18, you bind the strong man. That's what we're going to do right now. So I want you to just lift your hands to him and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
This is serious business.
This is serious business.
One of these fruits matches me.
One of these fruits matches me.
There might be more than one.
There might be more than one.
And as many as there are,
as many as there are.
I'm binding the strong man right now. I bind the spirit of heaviness.
I bind the spirit of heaviness.
In Jesus' name. And according to Matthew 18:18. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven.
And now
the will of God is being done in me. And these fruit of the spirit of heaviness have to leave. I command now the spirit of heaviness to loose and let me go. You have no rights to this house. You have no rights to remain in this house. And all of your fruit right now, loose and let me go.
Loose and let me go.
Excessive mourning.
Excessive mourning.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Sorrow and grief.
Sorrow and grief.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Broken heart.
Broken heart.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Suicidal thoughts.
Suicidal thoughts.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Inner hurts.
Inner hurts.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Torn spirit.
Spirit.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Despair and dejection.
Despair and dejection.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Hopelessness.
Hopelessness.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Self-pity.
Self-pity.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Insomnia.
Insomnia.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Depression.
Depression.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Heaviness.
Heaviness.
Out you go.
Out you go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I loose now.
I loose now.
The comforter.
The comforter.
The garment of praise.
The garment of praise.
The oil of joy.
The oil of joy.
John 15:26.
John 15:26.
Isaiah 61:3.
Isaiah 61:3.
I'm claiming my freedom.
I'm claiming my freedom.
I welcome the praise.
I welcome the praise.
I welcome the oil of joy.
Welcome the oil.
And I say, fill me now.
And I say, fill me now.
Fill me now.